This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So you can give us a call, but first we're going to be talking with Art Cockett from Boneyed. That'll be some great information coming out. So good morning, Art.
Good morning, Patrick. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Real fine, thank you.
Awesome. Well,
beautiful day.
Gorgeous day out there. Going to get even better as the day goes on. Now,
nice and warm where I am here. Going to be good.
Perfect. Now, obviously, for those of you who have listened to the show for years, you've heard Art's voice. This is Art from Boneyed. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about Boneyed for those out there who don't know?
Well, sure. Boneyed has been around since 1926. We're a New York company, made in America products, that's for sure. We've supply solutions to lawn and garden problems all through around the home and ranch. We have a wide range of products that we offer. We sell our products through several types of retail outlets. One of the things I was hoping to talk about today was about the people that are selling our products, and shout out to them for their knowledge and expertise. But we've been at it a long time. We have a lot of natural and organic products. I like to say we were doing organics before it was hip. We have, solutions that run the gamut so that consumers have choices, of the different products that we have to offer. And we have something for pretty much every problem that you might have around the home and garden.
Awesome. Now you had mentioned, wanted to talk about some of the places that have been out there. Now I know it. Because I've been to Boneyed University a few times. I was there earlier this season. But can you just, let us know what that is so that people understand that others out there are doing this as well?
Well, yeah, Patrick, what it is Boneyed likes to help our retail outlets do a good job of selling our products and helping people with proper answers and the expert advice. Often I get asked, what the heck do we do in the wintertime? Well, for the last 2 months, we've been out holding this Boneyed University event in all around the country, coast to coast, actually, where we invite the dealers into a hotel ballroom and have an all-day seminar on solving consumer problems and answering questions and having discussions about our products and the problems that the consumers are facing around their home and garden. So what I wanted to say was that there's so many professionals and experts out in those stores, and just wanted to let the consumers know that they can count on them for the right answers for their problems, and they're just a wealth of information. Go to those garden centers, hardware stores, farm feed stores, and know that the people there are really interested in knowing all about what they're selling, and they do care, and and they'll be more than happy to help you. And I'm just so excited that we're able to help those people to learn about these products. We do the large Bonide University events, but in all the other stores, we have what we call PK events, product knowledge training. You know, we get to all those people and really answer all their questions and help them so that they can help you better come springtime. And now's the time.
Awesome. Yeah, it's definitely a good thing to have done so that everybody out there knows, you know, what's the right product for where. Some other things that they just might not have known at that time, just some refreshers. So I really enjoy going to those. It just reminds me of some of the things that I missed or what I can do differently going forward. Now, speaking of what we can do differently or what we can do going forward, you know, it's that time of year. What should homeowners really start to be doing in regards to their lawn this time of year?
Well, I know people are itching to get out there, and it's about that time, depending on how far north or south you are and how brisk and windy it is where you are. But it looks like a nice day today where I am in Connecticut. You know, a little raking and yard cleanup, of course, is the first thing you think of. But while you're at it, what I like to think about is it's the right time to assess the situation and see where you stand as far as your lawn is concerned, so you can make some plans and decisions on what your plan of attack is. So, you know, as you're raking and cleaning up, I know there were a lot of branches down this winter from all the windy weather we had, a lot of cleanup to do. But while you're out there, you know, take a look and see how dense your lawn is. See if you had crabgrass last year that died over the winter. See if you have areas that need to be reseeded or if you need to overseed your entire lawn. You know, that kind of thing. See what the situation is. You know, decide and even get some measurements if you have areas with dead grass that you need to reseed before the weeds grow back. Now's the time to make that plan of attack. You know, pay attention to whether you need sunny or shady grass seed. Don't forget starter fertilizers and things like that, because the grass, when you plant this time of year, it needs all the help it can get to outcompete the weeds. So, you know, in some cases, you may just need to put down our phase one fertilizer with crabgrass preventer if your lawn is in good shape and you don't have any reseeding to do, or you may have areas that you need to treat separately. You know, there may be that section out by the road that needs new seed, or certain areas where the crabgrass was bad along the edge of the driveway, or any hot spots in pavement where the lawn wasn't quite as thick and dense as it should be and the crabgrass came in. So you know, you may need to reseed those areas, but the rest of the lawn you may need to just go with our phase one and get rolling with a four-phase program, perhaps. But check it out. See what the situation is. See if you have any mold damage out there, if you need to do something about that. If you need to do the Mole Max and get rid of those guys, now's the time to go out and assess the situation and get that lawn cleaned up and get a little plan of attack going.
Excellent. Now, I remember you at the Bonide University talking about, you know, Mole Max should almost go hand in hand with step, or, you know, phase one. So that's something I remembered brought to the attention to some of the guys where I work. So that was exciting, just as a reminder. So that's a good one to do, because everybody, when they think of moles, they think of after the attacks and usually, you know, in the fall thinking that way. But this is a good time to be doing that too. Now,
Those moles are usually an early season phenomenon when the ground is thawing out and is still kind of is soft and moist. That's when you see most of the mole damage. So when you're out there raking, you may come across that.
Yep. So that's definitely something to be thinking about. Now, as far as weeds in the lawn, you know, what are some of the early weeds that we could, you know, be seeing, and what can we do to take care of them?
Well, some of the weeds are what we call winter annuals, and they would have germinated last fall and come up, you know, through the cold weather and then start to grow real early in the spring. And the first one I think of is that hairy bittercress. That one is the first one you see popping up after the snow melts, seems like. And if you just to remind everybody, that one grows real low to the ground, and then it shoots up a seed or a little white flower that turns into a seed head if you let it go too far. There's several other weeds that are early like that. And then of course the chickweed and those type of, you know, those guys too come up early. And if that's the case in your lawn, you know, we do have a product that works in the cool weather. It's a, it's our Weed Beater Ultra. It's a newer chemistry than what the industry has had forever, so that it is able to work in the cooler weather down to 45 degrees. Most of the broadleaf weed killers on the market need 65 degrees or better to start working. And the advantage of our product is that you can, you know, kill those weeds. And, you know, it's always easier to kill the weed when it's younger than it is to wait till it matures. So it works 45 degrees when you see those things up and at them and catch them young. Our product will work. And then the other advantage to using our Weed Beater Ultra is that you can plant grass seed within 2 weeks of using it, as opposed to the other products on the market that, again, you have to wait longer to even use it, and then you have to wait a longer wait period to plant grass seed. So, you know, you'll be planting the grass seed when it's going to be right around the corner from getting hot and dry. So we have much better success if you use the Weed Beater Ultra on those early weeds and get that squared away so you can plant some grass seed sooner instead of later.
Awesome. That's some good information right there. Now, I am going to want to touch on an organic weed killer, but we're going to go to a break in a second here. So I want to maybe lead into that on the next segment here. I talked about it earlier, the Weed Beater Effie, or the Weed Beater with Iron. I'd love to talk about that a little bit more, because there's a lot of people out there who are looking for some organic options. So hang tight for me. We're going to be right back after the break, and we'll get you some more great information with Art.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know DuraZone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And DuraZone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of DuraZone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced DuraZone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season-Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Paul Parent Garden Club. We're joined this morning with Art Cockett from Bonai. Been discussing some great information and what you can start to do in the lawn, what you can be looking at, what you should be doing soon. But I want to discuss a little bit of a organic, you know, alternative to some of these. Now, Art, there are a couple products out there we can use as organic alternatives. You know, the Burnout and the Weed Beater FE. Can you tell me a little bit about each one of those products?
Sure. We'll talk about the Weed Beater FE first because it is similar in as far as the solution as the Weed Beater Ultra that we just talked about. So, you know, these products are for broadleaf weeds within the grass. Won't hurt the grass, but takes care of the broadleaf weed. So what we call a selective herbicide. So the Weed Beater FE we've had great success with it. We've had it out for a couple of years now, and it's just proven to be a very good product. What it does is, first of all, it'll work in cool weather, down to 50 degrees for the Weed Beater FE, and you can reseed in as little as a day. You'll actually see results in as little as a day. So it's works quickly and gets the job done in a hurry. But the way it works is it's really kind of interesting to me. It's kind of been under our noses all these years because what it is chelated iron. And, you know, you think of chelated iron as being a fertilizer that you can fertilize with. We have our, you know, liquid iron and so on for chlorotic plants that have iron deficiencies. Chelated means that it works faster, basically. And so this chelated iron, when you apply it to the weeds, it absorbs through the foliage and through the root system of the broadleaf plant differently than it does with grasses. So it can be selective to basically be a fertilizer burn that does in the broadleaf plant without damaging the grass. The grass can tolerate it. While the broadleaf weed, because it absorbs more of it, will die. So, it's just that simple. And it works so well. It again, the results have been just fabulous. It'll kill the weed in a hurry and you can reseed and, you know, no problem. It's just working so well. That's our Weed Beater FE.
It's a great little product. I was talking about it this morning because I wanted to just show how awesome it was. So I'm glad you got to, you know, bring that up as well. Now the other one is a, you know, a total killer. Which one is that? That's the Burnout, right?
That's right. The Burnout is, you know, the alternative to the chemical option, you know, to kill weeds. It'll kill, basically, it's called a non-selective herbicide, so it'll kill everything you spray it on. So it's not for use in the lawn like the Weed Beater FE is, because it'll kill grass as well. It's to use in the patio and the brick and the walkway, even in the flower garden and vegetable garden to kill any weeds, whether they're grassy or leafy. And it also does it in a hurry. Just a matter of, you know, spraying it on the foliage of the plant, and it absorbs through the foliage. And actually what it does is it burns off the waxy cuticle coating of the leaf. It's a citric acid is what's in there. It burns off the waxy coating of the leaf so that the plant dries out and then can't produce food. It can't photosynthesize, obviously, when it's dried out and the leaf has died. So it's not systemic like the chemical products are. So there'll be some times when you may need to use it a second time. Most of the time it'll work, you know, with one application. It kind of depends on how mature the weed is. If it's a perennial weed that normally comes back by root and it's been growing in that spot for many years, there's a chance it might sprout back after you spray it with our Burnout. But, second application should do the trick. Like I said, most weeds it'll take care of in one try. But it's just not a systemic chemical like the other products on the market are. So it's called Burnout, and you know, works quickly. You can reseed the next day. Once it's dry, it's safe for kids and pets. So it's a great alternative to the chemical product.
Awesome. Now I got about 20 seconds left, and I did realize I wanted to touch on the all seasons oil, you know, that as a dormant application at this point. I can discuss that a little bit after the break, but that's one that we need to do. So, all right, thank you so much for coming on today. I appreciate all the information you give us as always, so thank you for that.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. I appreciate you having me on.
We'll talk soon.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There are reports Attorney General William Barr could reveal the principal conclusions of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia report as early as today. Politicians from both parties urging a quick release. Barr is reportedly reviewing that report at the Justice Department. Officials say there's no timetable for reopening a portion of the Houston Ship Channel, one of the busiest waterways in the nation, after another setback caused flammable chemicals to seep into the water near a fire-ravaged petrochemical tank farm. Coast Guard Incident Commander Kevin Oden, who ordered it closed on Friday, said late yesterday,
"I will reopen the impacted portions of the ship channel once we're able to determine the hazardous conditions do no longer exist and we're able to recover any visible product that is on the waterway."
No winner last night, so Powerball rises to about $750 million. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators, beautiful floors for less.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. Now, I had mentioned this earlier with Art right before the break. You know, we didn't touch on the all seasons dormant spray. Now, this is something that can be done soon. It can be done now to be spraying on some of the things that you would have out there. It would take care of some of the eggs that are on scale. Excuse me. It would take care of some mites, some scale, aphids, that type of thing via oil spray. So that's one thing that we wanted to talk about that it will do over wintering at this point. So let's get right back into the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Bill's in Cape Cod.
Bill, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I had a couple of questions, or at least one pertaining to Rose of Sharon.
Okay.
I have several Rose of Sharon that are probably 24 or 5 years old, over 10 feet tall. And they're gorgeous, except down in the lower parts, they're kind of real far apart on the branching on the bases now. How far back can they be cut?
Well, so the general rule of thumb is like a third of what's green. So take a look at, at this point the Rose of Sharon looks like nothing. And
correct.
It's not going to look like much for a while. It's one of the last plants to show its leaves. You're sitting there, all right, is it dead? Thinking about it, looking at it, all right, it's definitely dead. It's got to be dead. And then you go out there, and all of a sudden, there's leaves everywhere on the plant. So it's not something you can do really right now.
Okay.
With the pruning, I wouldn't do that. I would wait until after it flowers this summer. Okay, so I know that's a while from now. If you want the flowers to be there, that's when you need to wait for it. But say you're not concerned about the flowers and it's just too big for you, you can cut it now and just realize you're not going to get as many flowers as you would have in the past.
Okay. Well, I'm not really. I'm not concerned about the flowers, and I'm just more concerned about they're at least 10 to 12 feet tall and probably 4 to 5 feet wide. But on the bottom, from the branching where the base comes up, it's gotten pretty sparse. So I was hoping to cut it down and thicken it up.
And you can't really cut it like all the way down. Obviously, that's when you cut more than half of a plant, it really weakens the plant. Okay. So it could really, really hurt it. That's for most plants. There are some others out there that you can cut all the way back, you know, like a butterfly bush that you can cut back.
Right.
And it's not going to affect it. Whereas a Rose of Sharon, you want those woody stems. You want it to be stronger that way. So what you can do is the lower branches, you know, try to cut those back a bit.
Okay.
Where you're seeing the leaves come out usually each year, cut those back by a third. Because what happens when you do pruning, you cut the area, and what it does is it takes away the leader, the lead hormone in the branch. And so there's multiple hormones in the branch trying to become the new leader, so it branches out. So two different, you know, hormones push up, pushing new growth to try to become that new leader. And then each one of those have become, you know, each one of those have become a new leader of their own branch. So inevitably you can do it again on those branches to get two more that come out of there. You know, so it's a little bit of a process, but you know, that's the easiest way to do it, to try to get it a little bit stronger underneath. So, you know, the other thing you can do at this point, if you notice any, like, sucker growth, any growth that is coming off of the main branch and then kind of goes out maybe like a half inch, maybe quarter of an inch, and then goes straight up, that's what's considered sucker growth. You can get rid of some of those. And you know, pruning the whole thing might actually allow it to thicken out a little bit as well, because you'll get some airflow into the center to maybe, you know, rejuvenate in there, as well as, you know, it won't more likely not to get like a fungus or something along those lines.
Okay, great.
If you're looking to, you know, push some of the growth, what you can also do is use a superphosphate on there. A superphosphate's the high middle number. So it's either they have it a superphosphate or triple phosphate. Superphosphate is 0440, and triple phosphate, I believe, is 0180. The superphosphate is another name for like bloom booster. But what it also does is it helps establish the root system. It helps make a stronger root system to push more blooms, more growth. So that might be something to look at with a fertilizer for that Rose of Sharon this season.
Great. I appreciate that.
All right.
All right. Yeah, very much.
Did you say you had another question, or are you all?
No, that's it for right now.
Okay, Bill.
A million questions, but that's what I need. Thank you.
All right. Well, if you have any more questions, Bill, and you want to, you know, write them down, you can email us at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And we can definitely try to answer them that way.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Bill. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261 and 855-660-4261. And we'll be here to answer a lot of your gardening questions. We've had a lot of great information out there from, you know, we just spoke with Art from Bonide. Awesome information. I love having him on here. It makes me, some of the information that I'm giving out, he's saying the same things. I've learned it from him and my father, so it's perfect to talk about with that. So, you know, give us a call. We can do some more answer questions from our emails. We can do some more questions from Facebook. One of the questions that we had from Facebook came from Judy. She says, She is looking for an issue. She has, last year she had mealybugs, the little white things about an eighth of an inch, all over her liriope, and the year before, aphids all over her daylilies. What should she do this spring to prevent this from happening this year? And says, thanks for your help. Now, we should be taking a look at the All Seasons Oil. It's a great one to be spraying on the liriope and stellodores as they come out. To be, you know, helping them prevent the future infestation with mealybugs and the aphids. You could also use the annual tree and shrub from Bonide. You use very little of it because they are small plants. But best way to do it would be an all seasons oil, spraying them every 14 to 21 days, and spraying them during the season as they're growing. You know, getting them early, so they're working that way. You could also use a systemic insect control, which is granules, to mix into the soil to help with some of those things. You know, they do take care of some of the aphids, etc. So those are some good options to be taking a look at. Now, so hopefully that helps you, Judy, and we'll see what else we can do to help others. We're going to go right back to the lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Angelo in New York.
Angelo, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning, Patrick. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I have a question. I have a grassy area, and we have a gate that kind of opens and closes within a certain part of this grassy area. Bottom line is, I have some light traffic that we never used the gate too much in the past, but lately we have. And the grass seems to be dying off, obviously, from the foot traffic. And I try using several different products, several types of grass seeds to correct it. Well, not to correct it, but that would hopefully put up with this traffic that we have, and everything I try kind of just dies out. Is there anything you can recommend that's kind of durable for some kind of light foot traffic?
Yeah, so
like for the grass?
There definitely is. Angela, just could you do me a favor? Just I can hear the radio behind you. Can you just turn it down a little bit for me?
I just walked away. You can't hear me now,
can you? No. All right. Sorry about that. I was just having a little bit of a hard time, but I know the gist of what you're asking. So there are products out there. There's a grass seed out there that you could put in that area. It's called a heavy traffic grass seed. Bonide has a great product for that. I believe it's called heavy traffic. I'm looking it up as we speak so I get you the right name of it. It's called, it's called High Traffic Grass Seed. It's made to walk on a little bit, so that it's not that compaction that you've had, you know, in the past. The other thing that you could be looking at doing is putting some sort of pelletized gypsum down there. I like to use a fast-acting product like that, which would be, you know, natural alternatives, has a product called Sulfur. There's sulfur product that you can put down that'll help break up some of the clay, break up some of that compaction, because that's what's really killing some of those, the grass over that area. Plus, you know, maybe that's where everything meets. You don't see, it's not sunny or not shady, etc. In certain areas.
It gets a lot of sunlight in the area. What I also tried to do was, last year I tried planting some grass in a box. Because I wanted to establish some grass and just kind of transfer it into the area. And once I did that, it lasted for a little bit, but then obviously the traffic, you know, with my family stepping on dirt grass area, it kind of just dies off. So it's not really a strong, hard clay, because I always kind of loosened that up prior to pre-planting some grass seeds. It's just that, I guess, the traffic is just destroying it.
Yeah, so
What was the name of the Bonide grass seed? Was it just called Heavy Traffic?
Yes, it is.
Right?
It's just called Heavy Traffic Grass Seed. It's got a good blend to it. Now, One of the things I was saying with that, you know, that pelletized gypsum or the fast acting gypsum, it's going to help what's deeper. You might be able to loosen up, you know, the first couple inches, first, you know, 4-6 inches, but it's going to get even deeper because the compaction over time will go throughout the whole thing, you know, down further. So I think you need to take care of some of that at the same time, but the high traffic will definitely help that. What it does is it has a deeper root system, and so it can survive a little bit easier because it's pulling moisture, it's pulling nutrients from bigger areas versus just, you know, some of the more of the surface roots. So that's why I suggest this grass seed. I think it's a good one to use.
All right. So I should use the pellets first to break up the soil and then...
Yeah, they can be at the same time. You can definitely put them at the same time. That's not a problem.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Angelo. All right, good luck.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you. You have a great one. We're going to be right back after this break. We'll go more of your gardening questions.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding, all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula, and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Going to be here till 10 o'clock, so we've got a little over an hour left to be answering all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out. So, before the break, when I was talking about one of the products you can be using as a drench, was the tree and shrub, the annual tree and shrub from Bonide out there. It does a bunch of different things, so I really, really like it to use as a, you know, something that will translocate through a plant. It's usually people will talk about it with a woolly adelgid on the hemlocks. So we can talk a little bit more about that later. We're going to go into the phone line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Bob in Cape Cod.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Hey Patrick, good morning.
Good morning.
I just tuned in, so sorry if you guys have brought up this topic, but I have an enormous holly in my front yard that seems to lose its Christmas tree-like shape over the years. It's really heavy and thick on the bottom.
Yep.
And it seems that on the top it just grows out like crazy, and I was just trying to figure the best way to prune this thing back to a nice shape.
So the general rule of thumb is to be cutting back anything by a third. But, you know, if you want to try and get this in that shape, you can start to make it into that A-frame shape, if you will. You know, cut it back from the top down to reshape it. It's something you could do now with the holly. You really have up until, I want to call it like July 1st is, ish. They usually say about like July 15th, but depends on when it's going to get too warm. When it gets too warm, that if you do some pruning, it will dry out the plant and it will just have the wrong effects for what you're looking for.
Okay.
What you want to do is by doing some of that now, it's going to start to shoot out that new growth early. And you're going to have, you know, two shoots coming out from each branch versus the one shoot. So it's going to start to fill in different areas. So you'll be able to cut back those new shoots a second time before that July 1st time frame to get another section of growth so you can really reform that area. So maybe, you know, right now, if the top isn't, you know, isn't as wide as you need it to go with the base, maybe just cut the top at this point, just a little bit to get some new growth coming out so you can start to make it wider and shape it that way.
Okay.
The other thing you should do to help with this is to use holly tone on the holly to fertilize it, to get it some of the nutrients. So when you do cut it back, it has something to fall back on in the ground to help rejuvenate it and build it back up. Okay, so
that's something you spray the leaf or you hit, no, hit so it near the bait?
It's a granular form, so you would put it around the bottom. But what you're going to want to do is, however wide that holly bush is, you're going to put it in like four holes on the ground around that bush instead of, you know, putting it right next to the base. You want it on the outside because that's where the active roots are. Where those active roots are, they're more likely to absorb the nutrients quicker and easier. So they call it the drip line, but however wide that holly bush is right on the outside, that way you don't have to go digging through the center of that, because some of those holly bushes, if you had to go through the center, you're going to be cut up, and that's not going to be a fun day.
So one other question. I noticed with most holly trees, it appears that the base just like to sit. It's really low and it sits right down on the ground all around the holly tree itself. Can you prune back some of those branches to just get it off the ground?
You definitely can. You know, you just got to look at it and say, all right, when I cut here, this is going to be missing or this is going to be missing. Just kind of step back and see where that branch is. I don't see a problem with getting rid of some of the lower ones so they're off the ground. That will help some of the airflow so that, you know, the air can go through there freely. Versus, you know, if it's wet inside there, the water just sits and it just gets affected that way.
Got it. Okay.
All right.
Perfect. Perfect. I appreciate it.
Definitely fertilize it this year and then fertilize it again in the fall at half the rate. So, you know, look at the bag, whatever it says, do half the rate in the fall. So full in spring, half in the fall. That's really going to help you going forward with it and become a stronger holly bush.
Got it.
All right.
You said before July. Can I start now?
Yeah, you can definitely start now. And so that way you can get a couple cuts in.
Thanks, Patrick. Great show.
Thanks, Bob. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right, guys. We're going to be back in a few minutes for our 9 o'clock break. So we'll see you on the other side.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.